This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
That's right. I have shaken free of the curse of Friday. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Do that. Go check them out. I'm looking at getting a gun to review here very shortly. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. My guest this evening, well, it's normally Friday, it's not that big of a deal. The big deal is that nothing happened today that keeps me from being on the air. So normally, when I'm calling him to tell him this, he's telling me there's a black helicopter flying overhead or something anyway. But that's beside the point, because he is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. This is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady. It's good to be here on an actual Friday.
Yeah, it is. I know.
No black helicopters?
No black helicopters. I did have a gardener out front that was trimming the hedges, and I had to shoo him away because of the noise.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
That was the only thing. I was afraid he was going to get out there and tell me, well, I have to do it right now. It's going to be, you are got to be kidding. So, I mean, anyway, he's cooperating with me, and he has moved on. So, what caught your eye? We talked earlier about this week about Pittsburgh and everything else. What caught your eye this week at Truth About Guns?
Well, gosh, by far the biggest story this week since then has been a story ran on a prosecution the ATF was involved in of a man in Ohio. A gentleman got into a dispute with his wife, and the police were called. He allegedly threw a cell phone at his wife, and he was arrested on a charge of domestic violence. As part of that, in Ohio, they confiscate all the firearms in the house. When they did, they grabbed an AR pistol that he had.
Right.
His AR pistol was equipped with a Maxim cheek rest. And the police handed it over to the ATF, who took a look at it and pronounced it an unregistered short-barreled rifle.
Okay, now, just because I don't know, and I don't know how many other people don't know, what is a Maxim cheek rest?
Are you familiar with an SB tactical arm brace?
Yes.
Okay, it's very similar to that, but there's no quote-unquote brace part, the part that looks like a butt of a normal stock.
Right.
It's really just a cheek rest, a rounded cheek rest, that rides on two rails that slides out, that attaches to the buffer tube. I'm not sure what the use of this thing is. I certainly would look uncomfortable to use. But this guy had it. And
okay.
It's a legal item. Couple complicating factors. He had stuck a cane tip. If you picture a cane that an older person would use, and you know, a little rubber pad on the bottom that keeps it from sliding around and scratching up floors, he stuck one of those on the end of it. Apparently that was to keep it upright when he propped it up in his safe. So they didn't like that. They thought that was an illegal alteration of the gun. But the real thing, the real determining factors in charging him with a crime was the fact that this thing, the length of pull, given the Maxim cheek rest and the cane tip, they said, was over 13 and a half inches, basically from the trigger to the end of this thing.
Okay.
There were a couple of problems, however. Number one, the ATF has never issued an opinion letter saying that attachments to AR pistols cannot exceed 13 and a half inches. They had mentioned that to manufacturers before in opinion letters, but
right.
They never put any published anything to the gun buying public saying these AR pistols are fine, just don't stick anything on it. It's going to make the length of pull more than 13 and a half inches. And there's a Supreme Court case called Staples versus United States, in which the determination was, unless you know that what you did to a gun makes it illegal or makes it governable under the National Firearms Act, you didn't commit a crime. And this gentleman obviously had no way of knowing of the 13 and a half inch requirement. So
right.
Under the Staples decision, they shouldn't have prosecuted him. One other thing was, this gun wasn't over 13 and a half inches. When they sent it to the ATF, whoever measured the gun measured it from the trigger to the end of that cane tip on an angle rather than going straight back on a line parallel to the barrel, which is the proper way to measure length of pull. And they did that specifically to get the longest length of pull they could, if you're following what I'm saying. So
right.
When they measured it on an angle like that, they got 13.75 inches, just over the limit. When you do it the correct way, you get 13 and a half inches, which is equal to the limit. Again, a limit that nobody knew about. And so when you look at it, to sum up here, there was an unknowable ruling here, 13 and a half inches. And not only that, but his gun didn't exceed that limit. So the case goes to trial, and the gentleman was found not guilty in less than an hour.
Yep.
So basically the ATF had its rear end handed to them, which is really unusual because virtually over 95% of the time when they prosecute somebody for an unregistered NFA item, they get a conviction.
Right.
So this was not good for them. And then it wasn't good for the U.S. attorney who did this. And we hear that some of the brass in Washington wasn't happy about this either. this thing never should have seen the inside of a courtroom, basically. And the problem was, other people had written about this and they weren't privy to all the information that we found out about this case. And they were concerned that the ATF had changed their interpretation of the law. Because if you remember back, these pistol braces were deemed to be legal. And then for a long time, they said you couldn't shoulder them. It was illegal. It was okay to own one, but you couldn't shoulder it and hold a pistol brace up against your shoulder like a stock. It was about a year and a half when that was the case. They finally clarified that again, changed that again, and said, oh, okay, sorry, you can do that.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any rule that states that with any pistol, because it's technically a pistol, and a lot of people get out there and, I'm going to have another AR pistol, and I'm going to forego a short-barreled rifle because I can have a pistol. But like, is there any rule that says I can't stick my 1911 or my Poly 80 guns that are built by Ace Firearms, stick them against my shoulder and pull the trigger with those resting on my shoulders? Any rule about that besides it looking, I don't know, pretty dumb?
Stick a 1911 against your shoulder? Absolutely
yeah.
not.
There's not one.
No, there is not one. You just can't equip it with a stock and put that against your shoulder.
But I can brace it with my hands.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes, you can.
Right, and the reason you brace a long gun with a stock is because it's longer and heavier, right?
Correct, and yeah, it braces it better, and you get a better aim, and you get a firmer grip. Look, the NFA is so arbitrary and so ridiculous that, it's insane.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back talking about the week at the Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Heights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount. discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com. That was a good story. I like that story. I like that story a lot.
Yeah, our readers did too. A lot of people were very worried, again, that the ATF had done it about face on braces, pistol braces, and things like that, and were about to outlaw something that they owned, as they looked to be about to do with bump stocks, that kind of thing. But that isn't the case. That's not what they've done.
Right.
There's no indication of that at all. But there was some panic in the online gun community that was what was going on, but that's not the case. And again, this gentleman was fortunately found not guilty, and everybody's happy.
That is good. That's good news. Good news. Occasionally that does happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. And nice to have the ATF and the U.S. attorney, both of whom should have known what they were doing and that it was wrong, get their comeuppance.
But they never really sort of like learn on that one, do they? So
no,
anyway,
not often enough.
So anyway, what's next? What came up next under your watchful gaze?
Florida. Let's go to Florida. There's always something going on in Florida.
Everything happens in Florida.
Everything does. Florida has something called the League of Prosecutors.
Which I've heard of that. Yes, I have.
Yeah, call itself the lifeline of the judicial community. Well,
right.
They filed a lawsuit in Florida trying to invalidate the state's Stand Your Ground law. They say that they want it struck down because it unlawfully forces state attorneys to try cases involving self-defense for a judge rather than a jury. And they say there's nothing about these cases that specialize, or that a jury can't understand. No attorney. I didn't even realize that these cases precluded jury trials, but I don't understand why that would be a problem. I mean, I'm sure a jury would be able to understand these things, but certainly so could an attorney, so could a judge. In any case, a lot of South Florida state attorneys are jumping on board with this. Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Rundle is on board. Broward County, Palm Beach County, our friends at Everytown, Michael Bloomberg's National Turf Organization has written an amicus brief supporting this. Farther north in the state, some of the state attorneys up there in the more conservative parts of the state are not on board at all. Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren said this would significantly disrupt the operation of the criminal justice system and undermine public safety, and it would do nothing to protect law-abiding gun owners if Stand Your Ground was overturned. The problem is, again, not an attorney, but from what I understand, defendants in Florida are required to prove that they were acting in self-defense in these cases, rather than given the presumption of innocence, from what I understand, this Stand Your Ground, as written right now, makes prosecutors' jobs harder, and they don't like that. Obviously, if you ask people, what's the most famous Stand Your Ground Florida law incident ever? Everybody says George Zimmerman, of course, the Trayvon Martin case. The only problem is that wasn't a Stand Your Ground case. Zimmerman never asserted a Stand Your Ground defense. Lately there's been that Michael Dracus situation. That was that parking lot shooting in a convenience store when the state attorney in that county originally said, I can't prosecute this guy. It was a Stand Your Ground situation when it clearly wasn't. And Mr. Dracus was eventually charged with second degree murder. So, again, Stand Your Ground makes prosecutors' jobs a little more complex, but on the whole, it protects lawful, law-abiding gun owners who have a right to be where they are
right.
and defend themselves if they find themselves under threat of death or grievous bodily harm. And if that means a tougher job for state attorneys in Florida, so be it.
Well, I mean, isn't it interesting that you would think a prosecutor who's looking for law and order wants to make it easier to prosecute somebody for defending themselves? I mean, stand your ground is a very, I mean, to meet the criteria for stand your ground. Like in the case of the one you're talking about where the guy shoved the guy on the ground, but then that guy was walking away from him. That's no longer self-defense. If they're running at me, okay.
Right.
Stand my ground. If they're running away from me, okay. Now if I shoot him, I'm murdering him.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's a very simple concept to figure out. And but they just sound like they want to make it easier to try to prosecute somebody for self-defense.
That's pretty much the case. Stand your ground makes it harder to do that.
Right.
It protects people who are defending themselves and have a reasonable assumption that the person who is attacking them, it means to do them serious harm. In the case of that parking lot situation, that clearly wasn't the case to anybody who saw that video.
No.
The person who shoved the guy on the ground was backing up, walking away. He didn't look like he presented any more threat to the gentleman with a gun at the point when the man shot him. So, yeah, no reasonable observer, no reasonable prosecutor should have looked at that and said, this is a stand your ground situation, and
right.
I can't prosecute the man with a gun.
Yep. All right. Well, I see. I look at those cases, and I mean, I don't understand in some cases where people decide on the course of action they take, because you can't chase them. You can't fire after them while they're running away. I read some article where somebody was driving away, stealing somebody's car, and he was firing at the car as it was getting away. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah. No.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. Coming up on the next break, talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is the Truth About Guns Weekly Recap, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of mailing explosive devices to prominent Democrats, is headed to New York City to face charges. That's what a federal judge decided today. Last week, Sayoc was charged with 5 federal crimes, including interstate transportation of explosives. Outside the courtroom, Sayoc's attorney, Jamie Benjamin, said the case against his client is flimsy.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
250,000 jobs were added to the economy in the month of October. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The nation's unemployment rate remained at 3.7% last month, to remain at the lowest level since 1969. Elaine Kara George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job gains occurred in health care, in manufacturing, in construction, and in transportation and warehousing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
My guest has shot these before. He is one up on me. He's shot Franklin Armory guns before. I've never shot a Franklin Armory gun, but I will be. I will be soon.
That's fun.
See,
can't wait till you do.
Just rubs it in. Anyway, talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Well, sir, what have you got next?
Well, we've heard, people who pay attention have heard for quite a while now, how the online community tends to discriminate against guns, against gun content, against gun businesses, against anything having to do with firearms. We ourselves on Facebook can't promote our posts. We cannot pay to get our posts on Facebook out to more people. They just won't do it because we're a firearm-related business. Well, we got communication from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the NSSF, this week.
Okay.
And there's a lawsuit that's been filed against Google. It seems that there's a company in California called TechEyes. They apparently sold bows and knives and sights. No guns, but sights.
Right.
Optics for rifles, rifle optics.
Accessories.
Accessories, exactly. Firearms accessories. And they had signed up and were using Google AdWords and Google AdSense to make money and promote their business. And that was all going along. Then in 2014... Google made a quote-unquote policy change, and they said that prevented linking any part or component necessary to the functioning of a gun.
products designed to injure an opponent in sport, self-defense, or combat. Tech Eyes communicated with Google, said, look, we don't sell guns, we sell hunting gear and things like that, and Google put them back on, and then the next day Google took them back off again, saying, oh my gosh, you're selling rifle scopes and, of course, you know, snipers and other murderers use rifle scopes, so we're not going to let you do this. So Tech Eye sued them, and then this process went on and on, and now it's to the point where they are assembling a class action lawsuit. And the NSSF is apparently helping them promote this, looking for other businesses, that, between a certain time in 2014 and 2017, were using AdSense and AdWords and have since been banned, from doing that. And they're claiming this is a Fourth Amendment violation. I don't know how much I think this will be successful. I think Google is a private business and can probably do business with whomever they choose to and exclude whoever they choose to. But
sure.
I wish them good luck.
Well, I mean, they can't get out there and claim to be this private, unbiased forum if they're going to do, you know, if they're going to get out there and say, oh, well, now we reserve the right. If you're going to, Google and all of these tech giants have to understand one thing about what they did, as far as I'm concerned, with the modernization and the computerization that we all live in now, where everything's in the cloud and everything, you know, we've been told to go to the cashless society and all these things out here. If we go the way that it's recommended we go, and then we get there and they say, oh, but you can't play, I think there's something wrong with that.
I would agree. And a lot of these companies like to have it both ways.
One thing I've been noticing, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but like on my, I have a YouTube channel. I've been posting videos to YouTube and I am monetized, completely monetized. I do not have any, and it's quite by accident because I'm lazy. So I never pull a gun apart and say, look, let's see how it's built. And I've never gone out there and cultivated like a suppressor vendor to send me a suppressor. And I've never used a bump stock because quite honestly, I've never owned one. So I'm completely monetized, and as my videos have been running, I've been seeing ads for NRA, I've been seeing ads for Vetter holsters, and these are pure, I mean, with the NRA, it's all about the election. I've been seeing ads for voting Republican on YouTube.
Yes, and YouTube is very inconsistent with what they ban, what they don't, what they demonetize, and what they don't. Jeremy S., one of our writers,
right,
has a YouTube channel and has for a long time. All he does is he reviews guns. So he will have a video showing him shooting a particular firearm and saying why I think it's a good gun or why it's a bad gun, whatever. Those he generally has they've left up, but he's had others showing how to clean a particular firearm, and YouTube has taken them down, or totally demonetized them, claiming that by showing how you take down a gun or clean a particular firearm, that's somehow promoting the sale of firearms.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see that. And yet, you know, much bigger traffic getters than Jeremy, people like Hickok 45, nothing fancy, those people who have millions and millions of subscribers and viewers, what are they doing? I mean, they're showing how firearms work. They're telling you what they think of these guns, which arguably is just as much or more so promoting sale of firearms. And those are left up. There's no consistency. There's no standard for what is and what isn't promoting the sale of firearms. It's just ripe for a challenge, I would think. And of course, when you talk to these firms, they'll say, oh, you know, we are is a conduit. We're just a source so people can put their content on our site and make it, available. We're not a publisher. But when you start picking and choosing what content is and isn't appropriate you become a publisher, and you can be regulated.
You become an editor, don't you?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that you're held to a different standard. And at some point, a suit is going to be filed, and who knows, maybe this is the start of something similar to that. That will be fun to watch.
Yeah, it will. That will be fun to watch, without a doubt.
Have you been demonetized on your your YouTube?
I'm completely monetized. It's just that, I mean, being monetized or demonetized on YouTube nowadays, I mean, YouTube AdSense is down 80%. So being out there, I would have, in order for me to make any money on it, I'd probably have to have 10 million subscribers. And they're doing YouTube the way they're doing Facebook ads, to where you're only reaching 20% anyway. And when YouTube broke away from Google Plus, something else broke there too. So these people actually have 10 million subscribers. You would think they'd be getting 5, 6 million views per video, right? If people, but
right.
That's not happening. I mean, Hickok, he's got 3.5 million, and he gets the first 5 or 6 days he's getting 80,000 views. So
yeah,
being demonetized at YouTube if they leave your channel up doesn't mean a whole lot.
No, it doesn't, and there are, of course, these things called shadow bans as well.
Let me get you to hold on the shadow bans. I want your opinion on the shadow bans when we get back. But talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, but he doesn't keep that from you. He'll tell you that right up front. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're going to have them on next week. You'll be able to hear from them soon. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Now, shadow banning, you'd brought up the thing about shadow banning. Is it really shadow banning if we know it's happening?
Yes, all it's a shadow. Absolutely. It certainly seems to be a real thing. I don't think people like Twitter have ever acknowledged that officially, but it's painfully obvious that they undergo this. I know I have followed in my personal Twitter account people like I know Michelle Malkin, and we've followed people Ben Shapiro, who prolific tweeters, and all of a sudden their tweets don't come through anymore. They haven't, and if you go over to their, look at their Twitter page, you can see they're still tweeting. It's happening all the time. They're tweeting, retweeting, all that. But for some reason, it doesn't come through on my feed. Why would that be? Some people have had the dissemination of whatever it is they're tweeting there, and I'm sure it's happening on Facebook. Well, we know it's happening on Facebook. Just because you have a follower doesn't mean your follower is going to see something that you put up there. And the choice as to who gets treated that way, it's funny, but it always seems to come down on one side of the political spectrum as opposed to the other. I don't know why that would be.
Yeah. You see what I'm posting on Twitter. I'm trying to be purposely provocative just to see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm such small potatoes, though. I don't think they'll do anything. Do you think it matters when they're doing the shadow banning? Are they even have the resources to police everybody, or is it just the big fish?
No. I think it's the bigger fish. I think once you get to a certain threshold of followers, you know, somebody like a Malkin or a Shapiro have tens of thousands of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers. I mean, like us, we only have
35,000 followers on Twitter.
Goodness.
We have about
just 35,000.
35,000. Yeah, we got about 400,000 on Facebook.
You and I need to work a little social media stuff. I need a little social, and we need to work out a barter on social media because my social media is abysmal. So anyway,
happy to help out. But you know, I think you're right. I think it is, you know, most of us are too small a fish to attract the attention of whoever puts or whoever flips the shadow ban button at Twitter HQ. It's clear that just because you follow someone doesn't mean you're going to see everything that they put up. There's all kinds of algorithms and all sorts of tools they have to manage what you get to see and what you get to read.
Right. One thing I'm wondering now, I think Facebook is fully culpable in knocking down the 80% traffic that happens with Facebook. And one thing, now, YouTube, on the other hand, I don't know what's going on with YouTube. I don't think YouTube knows what's going on with YouTube. they clearly have some favored sons and daughters that they promote, you know. Somebody get out there and make a video, you know, I'm 24 years old, I'm still pretending to be in high school because it's relatable. And they have, you know, they have audiences that are not old enough to have a driver's license, and that seems to be who YouTube wants to cater to because they're always on the trending page, even if they make, you know, junk. But at the same time, you'll have somebody out there that's got 5 million, 6 million subscribers or something. And their algorithm will knock them out of the way. Casey Neistat is a big YouTuber. He's got 10 million subscribers. His wife just had their second child. He's been out of the loop for a month. And I have been following him since I was rehabilitating from the heart attack, and now he's not popping up, even on my subscribed video feed.
Yeah, you wonder how that happens.
He's one of the favored, and he's not popping up. So I think YouTube is probably broken to a certain degree. The rest of them, though, we've been seeing strikes at Google. They did a strike today, didn't they? Or was it yesterday?
I wasn't so clear as to what exactly was going on there, but yeah, I did see something like that. It's a mess. I mean, obviously somebody wrote a year ago claiming that, you know, there's no such thing as diversity within Google, and naturally was fired. It's scary. I mean, it really is, because a lot of companies, a lot of individuals have let themselves become dependent on these platforms to get their message out and to communicate with customers and things like that. And when that happens, you're at the mercy of whoever's flipping switches and turning dials in Silicon Valley. So yeah, it's not a good situation. That's why from what I understand, people like Facebook are losing traffic. Twitter has long ago peaked in terms of the number of subscribers. That seems to be mostly media members yelling at each other a lot of the time. Yeah, I just wonder if there's going to ultimately be a backlash against some of these platforms and what they do and what they don't do and how they conduct business.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Now, we got about, let's see, we got 3 minutes, not quite 3 minutes. You got a real quick story to tell me, something that you saw at Truth About Guns you wanted to share?
A quickie. This is really going to shock you, but the Washington Post is against Second Amendment rights. Want to let you know that.
What?
Let their readers know basically that if you don't vote for gun control candidates next week, you basically want to see children slaughtered. They pointed out that assault weapons and large capacity magazines are the weapons of choice for mass murderers.
Isn't it interesting they get out there and they don't say more about the choice, because the rampage killer has to make the choice to be a rampage killer, which is the most important choice. It doesn't matter if he decides to go in there with a sledgehammer. Would it be better if the little darlings had their heads caved in? Would that be better?
Yeah, or their building was set on fire.
Something. Dynamited.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course,
as long as it's not a gun.
Virginia Tech or Fort Hoods or the Gabby Gifford shooting or the Navy Yards where nobody used any sort of so-called weapons of war. But they want to see weapons of war, quote unquote, taken off of our streets and out of our schools and out of our theaters and out of our churches.
That should be very easy because we don't have any in there. So that'll work out pretty good.
Yeah. So problem solved.
I saw where an ATF guy was getting out there and he was talking about, he's gone to work for the Giffords campaign.
I did see that too.
Yeah, he's out there talking about the ATF SRT team uses AR-15s, which is a lie. They use M4s. They're using fully dressed. Somebody gets the new machine guns, don't they? And I mean, ATF SRT is one of them. Search and rescue team. That's what that is. And they're running fully automatic M4s, M16s. And the playbook written on parchment because it never changes.
No, it never does. The Washington Post pointed out that, 48% of gun owners want to see an assault weapons ban, according to the Pew. The good thing is, our Second Amendment rights, the Bill of Rights is not subject to popular opinion, polling, votes. It's enshrined there to protect us all. No matter what the vicissitudes of public opinion and the news and current events are, they're to protect our speech, our right to assembly, our rights to.
Let me talk you out though. We're about to run out of time. For more like this, go to thetruthaboutguns.com. There you will find one of the most prolific websites out there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to have the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Christina Martin Mims. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.